Welcome to A Girl's Eye View, where women share their personal experiences navigating the world of flight training and beyond. We're offering a fresh perspective on aviation with plenty of laughs, real talk, and the occasional, I can't believe I did that moment. Tune in for a fun, honest look at aviation from our point of view. I'm your host, Pam, with my co-hosts Rachel and Jen. Now, let's look at things from A Girl's Eye View.
Hey everybody, welcome to the first mini-sode of March. This is Pam. This is my mini-sode, and the topic that I want to talk about is when aviation goes viral. A lot of things have happened in the news since January of 2025, so the first 2 months of aviation in 2025 were pretty wild in my perception. I think that also being in flight training, I have maybe a little bit of a different viewpoint on when things are covered in the news. At this point, especially because I am so active on social media, when things happen in the aviation industry, a lot of us are getting maybe news bites from social media, which isn't always accurate. And I have seen so many things that are so serious and tragic, to things that are lighthearted, to things that are just odd and confusing. And it has made me think a lot about how seeing aviation going viral in the news, on social media, how that affects me as a pilot, as I'm training. It gives me pause too regarding what I put out, what I create. And I think that we all have a responsibility to be careful, to use caution about what we're posting. It's like what you're putting on social media is the same as if you were in a conversation with someone. You want to think about your words as best you can before you say them. So one of the things that happened, which was so horrible, was the Washington, D.C. midair collision between the American Airlines plane and the Black Hawk helicopter. There was so much speculation about that accident. I flew the day after that and mentioned it to the flight attendant. A lot of people were abuzz discussing it. The pilot of the helicopter happened to be a woman, and her family withheld information about her identity at first, which apparently fueled a lot of false narratives about her and about her capabilities. And people just all of a sudden pretty much started wildly speculating about what happened and ended up really vilifying the people involved in that, when really we should have been highlighting how much of a tragedy it was. One thing that surprised me about that, maybe because I'm paying attention to it more now, is the fact that a lot of people that I respect on social media resisted talking about what they thought happened. And I didn't expect that. For some reason, I saw a lot of people, a lot of the pilots that I follow, the captains on major airlines that I love to see their flights and, you know, a day in their life and a lot of the things that they talk about when it comes to the companies they fly for. And even the more YouTuber accounts who record themselves flying a really cool plane or something like that. Lots of those types of pilots kept saying, we shouldn't be talking about what we think happened. We shouldn't be talking about what could have happened. We want to wait for the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, to do an investigation. So for anyone listening, the NTSB, it is a separate agency from the FAA. It is like a regulatory body, but they'll do an investigation, and it could take months or years to gather all the data from an aircraft incident. So they consult things like maintenance records or ATC transcripts. You may have heard of something like the black box in an airplane that they can tap into and get data from. So a lot of the pilots I respect were saying, we need to wait for the NTSB to send out a report. And some of the people that I kind of get irritated, I think that we all just live your life, do your thing. But I try to make choices about my social media interactions that keep me happy and healthy. And if I have an account that I'm kind of trying out, I'm not sure if it's going to bring education or fun into my social media experience. Maybe I'm waiting to determine that. I saw a lot of people who kind of made that decision for me. People who would say, oh, I've had experience in this. I was an air traffic controller, or I was a pilot, or I was a this, or I was a that. And they would talk about their opinions on what happened. There was a lot of hesitancy and caution among the pilots that I look up to and respect and want to learn from. They did not want anybody to jump to conclusions about that particular collision. And then there were others that happened. So the Toronto crash landing, a Delta Airlines plane flipped upside down upon landing. There were no fatalities, but there were a ton of rumors about that spreading around, that it was an all-female crew, or the bogus like training history that they had failed, the captain and first officer had failed their check rides or something like that. And it was wild. And as somebody who, I don't generally take the first report as gold, I more question. I hear something about a report, and oftentimes if I'm at the gym, that's where I see things breaking and I'm on the treadmill and I'm like openly gasping with people around me. But I try to wait a little bit, but I was really disturbed by what I saw happening after that. In terms of people on the internet, it got so far out of hand.
The mid-air collision in DC, one Black Hawk pilot in the Virginia National Guard was the target of false accusations, claiming that she had been piloting the helicopter involved in the crash, but this led to her information being leaked.
Her personal address.
And people were doxing her, and it was horrifying. She had nothing to do with it, and yet her personal information was spread everywhere.
Her personal address. And in some of the social media forums that I'm in, a lot of pilots were saying you need to make your personal details not open for public discovery. I thought that was wild. I just feel like after those two incidents, a lot came out about the qualifications between men and women. And that started messing with my head for a long time. I had to talk to some of my friends about it. I talked to my CFI, and I had to do a lot of thinking myself and research, because it really started to get into my head. That's the thing about the internet, right? As long as you have a connection, you can say anything you want. And some people say really damaging things and it just doesn't bother them. I get bothered by quite a lot. And that's why I mentioned I have to make conscious decisions about my social media intake, about the certain accounts that I follow, those that I don't. I'm pretty quick to clean things out if I feel like it's affecting my mental health. So that's why I've thought a lot about it. In my training, it definitely made my confidence take a hit because of how volatile people were when it came to casting blame and really removing the human factor from these accidents. And instead of learning from them, being really angry and saying that certain people shouldn't be in their roles. I mean, that's true in any industry. Certain people shouldn't be in their roles. Flying is a serious job, and it takes a lot of people, like members of ATC and your training, your examiner. It takes a lot. A video came out that I saw which illustrated the Swiss cheese method of training, I guess you could say. And it is like slices of Swiss cheese that has the holes in it. And it kind of showed that every slice has holes in different places. And if you get enough of the slices that have the hole in the right place, that's when accidents happen. But there are more like layers of defense. So if something squeezes through a hole in one scenario, by perhaps an inexperienced first officer. I don't know, I'm just picking something. An inexperienced first officer. Well, the next slice of cheese would be maybe a checklist, or the experienced captain, or maybe a third layer of defense would be an air traffic controller who refuses to give a clearance because something hasn't been caught. The plane itself might give off an alarm. There's just so many things that have to go wrong in order for an accident to happen. And on social media, I talked a lot about the difference between aviation accidents and like vehicular accidents, because the scope of vehicular accidents is, I mean, there's an enormous volume of accidents on the road in automobiles every year in comparison to aviation accidents. But there's so much coverage. There was so much. It was really scary to me. There was a lot of personal attack. Somebody, can you imagine somebody posted your personal address? You can find a lot of information on the internet, but for somebody to want to spread that feels like a violation, a huge violation. I don't think anybody deserves that. And that's why we have official authorities. If there's been wrongdoing, then it's not up to me to get justice from that person. And what is justice? What does that look like? So I think sometimes people don't even want that. They just want to be angry. And a lot of times when people are angry about other things, they just get mean. And then there's like things on social media that I feel like are really cute. There was a story this month on TikTok of a girl who was on a plane in Atlanta, I think it was. And the pilot wrote her a note on a napkin, and it said something like, "I've seen the whole world and you're the most beautiful woman in it." And it was really sweet. She was not offended by it. I only saw a short clip. I'm not sure if I saw the entire TikTok, but it wasn't like a creepy thing. She shared it. It got like over 20 million views. And then she actually said she was sorry for posting it. She kind of apologized because I guess there were, I don't know if the guy got a lot of flack or feedback or whatever, but for her to issue an apology, I'm not exactly sure what happened. She said that any unwanted attention he received was unexpected and or unintended. And I don't know, it was a sweet story, I thought. And of course, I went about my day not thinking about it after. But some people, again, take it to the extreme. Oh no, I'm talking about it. So I think it was like kind of cute. I don't think they're like dating or anything, but sounds like something that could happen in a movie. And then I didn't even know about this, but there was also a story of a 19-year-old army pilot who was sharing content on an adult type account in England. And I guess he was ordered to stop posting because some of the things he was posting included sensitive details about like military equipment, and they ordered him to stop over national security. And I guess he said he didn't want to stop because he was getting such a good income, and then he was dismissed. So there were huge risks. He took a huge risk doing that. And when somebody said, "You shouldn't be doing that," he continued and then got dismissed. So I don't know, army terms, I'm not sure if he was like, I don't know, from like a Tom Cruise movie I saw once, is it dishonorably discharged? I don't know if that's a thing. And I don't know if that's what happened. But I guess, I mean, maybe he had to like pay some outstanding college tuition. No, because he's in the army, so don't they pay for your college tuition? I don't know. But is it ever okay to rationalize that type of risk? I don't know what his social media content was. I have lots of questions about that, but it does make me wonder how much of a responsibility do pilots have? And anyone who's in aviation, there's an aircraft mechanic who I follow on social media who's super hysterical. He always relates anything like A&P related, like engines or anything structural of the airplane. He ends up going off on a tangent about like Lord of the Rings or something like that. That is like super useful, I think. And like I said, there are a ton of pilots that I feel, as a baby pilot, they have helped set the tone for me all of this is to say, when it comes to public perception, the media, fake news, mass hysteria that's created about the aviation industry, and things that make us personally uncomfortable or angry, what kind of a responsibility do we have as pilots to think about what we're posting, to think about what we discuss, to think about the opinions and views that we have and how much we circulate them? Because if you have a platform, I mean, you could only have 100 followers, but if you tell 100 people something and they believe it, and they each tell 10 people, we all know that kind of age-old story about where a man starts spreading lies about a wise man and then later feels regret, and he goes to the wise man to ask for forgiveness, and the wise man takes a pile of feathers and throws them up into the wind, and he says something like, if you want to remedy what you've done, you need to go and retrieve every feather that has blown away into the wind, which is, of course, an impossible task. Anyone in aviation, I think we have to think about, what do our comments and our reels and our opinions and our posts, even in conversations, how much do those feathers blow into the wind? How far do they go? Some of them are great. Some of them are great to spread around. Like, I learned a lot from pilots at the beginning of this on how to be respectful and how to exercise a little bit of self-control and forbearance and just wait. You know, it's hard to be patient, but I mean, I feel like in this industry, that's kind of like, you're going to learn that lesson even if you don't want to. Yeah. When aviation goes viral, it could be a great thing. It could be something awesome. It could be exciting. It could be sweet. It could be heartwarming. It could be risky or dangerous. And I've thought a lot about that this month. A lot about that. So that's what I'm going to leave you guys with today for my mini-sode. March mini-sode. When aviation goes viral, what really is our responsibility here? If you would like to, I would love to hear back from you on this topic. Please feel free to reach out to me on social media, reach out to any of the girls, me, Jen, Rachel. You can visit us at agirlseyeview.com. That's our website. You can send us an email at podchat@agirlseyeview.com. You can follow us on social media, on A Girl's Eye View podcast on Instagram. I did try to create an account for YouTube. We don't have anything on that at this point, but you can also, of course, give us a rating on any of the platforms where you get your podcasts. I hope that you've enjoyed listening to this mini-sode for March. Again, this is Pam, and until our next episode, I hope that you've been interested in looking at things from A Girl's Eye View. As a reminder, the views and opinions shared during this podcast are those of the hosts alone. We do not represent the views of the FAA, our flight schools, or our employers. This podcast is purely for entertainment. We are not qualified flight instructors. We are just here to share our experiences.